Thanks for downloading this podcast. I'm Kelly Beattie of Sky and Telescope magazine, and tonight we're going on a tour of the stars and planets you'll see on February evenings. You don't need a telescope to enjoy the beautiful winter sky. Just bundle up very warmly, don't forget your head and feet, and come along with me. Plan to stay out for at least a half hour to give your eyes a chance to adapt to the darkness. Even after 10 minutes, though, you'll see far more stars than when you first stepped outside. While waiting for your eyes to adjust, you'll be drawn to a pair of unmistakably bright beacons that dominate the early evening scene. Over in the southwest is dazzling Venus. This planet is so bright that you might try locating it even before the sun slips away for the evening. To do that, first clench your fist and stick out your arm. Now, look to the sun's upper left by about 4 of those fists. The more transparent your sky, the easier it'll be to spot Venus before sunset. Once twilight starts to envelop you, shift your gaze to the upper left of Venus until you come to Jupiter, which is also really bright, but no match for Venus. Watch week by week as Jupiter slides westward and edges closer to Venus. This pair will finally meet up in the sky next month. Also, you can't see it by eye, but use your imagination to picture distant Uranus along an imaginary line between these two bright planets, but much closer to Venus. By now, I hope your sky has grown deeply dark and your eyes are ready for some stargazing. Let's start by facing south, which is several fists to the left of Jupiter. There, striding across the heavens, well above the horizon, is mighty Orion, the Hunter. He's unmistakable, with 3 stars in a tight diagonal row marking his belt, and those surrounded by a tall, boxy quartet of bright stars to frame his torso. Orion's left shoulder is marked by the red supergiant star, Betelgeuse. Now, you'd never guess it, because it's 428 light-years away, but Betelgeuse is one of the biggest stars known. If you swapped it for our Sun, its surface would be somewhere between Mars and Jupiter, and Earth, digested into stardust, I'm afraid. 2 fists to the upper right of Betelgeuse is another red giant star, Aldebaran, the angry eye of the bull Taurus. Look closely. Both of these beacons have a slightly reddish tinge that sets them apart, subtly, from the stars around them. As you look around this part of the sky, you'll notice a bunch of bright stars. Skygazers often trace out an enormous 6-sided pattern called the winter hexagon that connects them all. To find it, imagine that Betelgeuse is in the hexagon's middle. To its lower right, on the other side of Orion's belt, is icy white Rigel, marking this hunter's left foot. From there, slide your gaze to the lower left by 3 fists until you reach Sirius, the brightest star in the nighttime sky. Now, continue clockwise around the hexagon, heading upper left by 3 fists to reach the star Procyon, and then continuing more steeply to the upper left until you reach Pollux. Above Pollux, and a little dimmer, is Castor. These mark the twins of Gemini. Now scan to their upper right, almost to overhead, to find Capella. From there, it's a 3-fist hop down to Aldebaran, and another 3 fists brings you back to Rigel. There you have it, the winter hexagon. Rigel, Sirius, Procyon, Pollux, Capella, and Aldebaran, with Betelgeuse anchoring the middle. For those willing to brave the cold a little later, I have a treat for you. Look due east at around 10 p.m. and you'll see a bright, peachy-colored beacon lingering above the horizon. That is the red planet Mars, and directly above it are the distinctive stars of Leo the Lion. Regulus, the brightest star in Leo, serves as the dot at the bottom of stars shaped like a backward question mark. I think of Leo as a springtime constellation, but here he is a couple of months early, just waiting to take the celestial stage. If you're up for a bit of a challenge this month, go out to a skygazing vantage point that offers a completely clear view of the western horizon. Then, on February 23rd, a Thursday, get yourself in place just before sunset. Watch where the sun sets, and about 15 minutes after it's gone, look 2 fists up from the horizon at that point. You should be able to spot an incredibly thin crescent moon, looking like a Cheshire Cat's smile hanging in the sky. If you're lucky, and if the air is very clear, you just might be able to pick out the planet Mercury, directly below the moon, halfway to the horizon. If you want more sky watching tips, check out skyandtelescope.com. Next month, I'll introduce you to twin brothers who've really made a name for themselves in the sky. Until then, I wish you clear skies.